a portion of the gospel lesson read just a moment ago from Mark chapter 1. Just then there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "What business do we have with each other, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." We are told by our Lord himself that Satan is not only very real, but that he is also the father of lies. That's what Jesus calls him. He's the father of lies. Lies began with him. Already in the Garden of Eden, when he approaches Adam and Eve, or Eve, however you want to look at it, however technical you want to get, he approaches her with a lie. "Has God said that you can't eat anything from these trees in the garden?" Notice it's in the form of a question, just as it is in our text for today. "Have you come to destroy us?" Satan's modus operandi is to subtly, not oftentimes blatantly, although we do see blatant lies about Jesus Christ, but usually very subtle lies, designed to entrap without the victim even knowing it, even being aware of it. A man with an unclean spirit approaches Jesus and says, "What are you doing here? What do we have to do with you? Have you come to destroy us?" And with those words, you see, he implants in the hearers something about God that he hopes will take root. And what is that something about God? And has it taken root? Well, sadly to say, it has taken root in many. Even many within the walls of the church, even sadder to say. Because the picture that Satan gives us through this lie in this particular text on this particular occasion is that God is a God who is more than ready, more than willing, more than capable of destroying. Of destroying those who aren't with him. Of destroying those who are sinful. And there are many people who labor today, of course, under that impression. That God is an angry God simply seeking to destroy. And the flip side of that is, since that's the way it is in their minds, well, then we have to do everything that we can to appease him, to please him, to make him smile, to make him so he's not angry with us anymore. Such people, of course, will look at calamities in the world. They will look at crises in a personal life. And they will say, "You see, that's the way God is. You do something he doesn't like, he's going to get you back for it. So, labor. Do what you can to appease him so that these things don't happen to you." It all sounds good. It all sounds very logical. What Jesus basically says in our text before us this morning to this man with the unclean spirit is, "You're a liar. You lie. And what you speak is a lie. Be quiet. And come out of him. Because what you say is anything but the truth." God did not come to this world in the person of Jesus Christ to destroy it, contrary to what many, many people might say. And there are a lot of people, unfortunately, who in evangelistic approaches use Jesus as a club over somebody's head, as if he indeed has come to destroy. Jesus says, that's a lie. I have not come to destroy. He makes it very clear in his ministry, he has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Jesus won't stand for it. A phony conception of him. He calls it what it is, a lie. And in so doing, he enjoins his church. That's you and me, by the way. He enjoins his church to recognize Satan's lies when we come across them, when we hear them. To not be suckered in by them. Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds logical. That makes sense to me. But to remain steadfast and firm in the message that Jesus Christ himself proclaimed, that God came to this world to save it. Save it from its sin. Not to destroy. You'll hear it a lot. You'll hear it a lot from various places, those within the church and those not in the church. Their theories about Jesus, who he was, what he did, what he came to do, what he should have done, what he shouldn't have done, what he left undone. You'll hear it everywhere. It's Satan's lies. And Jesus enjoins you and me to recognize that today in our text. If the message is not the proclamation of the favorable year of the Lord in Jesus Christ, the message is not coming from him. Pure and simple. Naive? Some will say so. Outdated? Others will say so. The truth? His disciples will say so. That's a lie. Jesus came to save. Amen.